Go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with...
Oh, Sam.
And Sean.
And on Skype we have...
Ballista expert John.
And in person we have...
Ryan.
Recurring guest Ryan. Sorry. I had to shut that.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get into it again.
A little zoned out there.
Well, this week's episode... What we're going to do is, Ryan's here, we're going to do a game. It's going to be later. And then what we're also going to do is a little bit of Thrones talk for episode 4. Yep. We're going to do Chernobyl talk, episode 1. It's a new series on HBO. It's obviously about Chernobyl. And then Endgame. Ryan saw Endgame. He's going to give us our thoughts on that. And then we'll give a little box office update. There are 3 trailers we're going to do. Spider-Man, Watchmen, and... Sonic.
Okay. Yes, Sonic the
Hedgehog.
You
call that Sonic.
Embarrassingly Sonic.
It's not embarrassing.
Disney has some... There's some other news, mostly Disney release dates. And then, like I said, we're going to follow up with the game. So, why don't we just get going right into... Do we decide what we want to
do
first?
No, but you know what? Let's go right into Thrones. That's usually the thing, that takes the most time, so we'll start with Thrones.
So did you watch...
No, I would just watch highlights.
Okay. Are you watching?
I have not seen one episode.
Honestly,
of Game of Thrones.
I have not even. I didn't even know.
No, I just never got into it.
All right.
Brendan loves it. I mean, I watch Vikings. I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings guy either. It just wasn't. Here's what Ryan will do. Ryan will miss the boat and probably watch this in like 4 years and be pissed that I didn't watch this when all you guys did.
I could see that.
That's what will happen to me. I'll look for something to binge and be like, all right, I'll give this a shot. And then be like, why didn't I do this 8 years ago?
Yep. The good news is you don't have to wait for anything. You can just go.
Right. Yeah. I waited the episodes out.
The past 6 days, or what, the 6 days in between are absolutely miserable. So it's us three, right?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
John?
I mean, I can talk about it. I watch highlights and reviews and stuff, so...
So
I got something to contribute.
No major battles happened. Nope. It was more of a not a filler episode, but there was a lot of reaction pieces.
It's a setup for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a couple doors open for the final kind of location of the season, and then there's a couple doors closed. There's a few characters that we'll probably never see again. Reclose them out.
Kind of bummed about one of those.
Well, I think a few people are.
Yeah, so, but I get points.
Well, which one are you talking about?
Giant's Bane or whatever.
Okay. So we see the end of him.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't die, but he leaves with the North.
You know what?
The real North.
Fitting. At this point in the show, there's so many characters.
I'm more depressed that he's leaving and I don't get a point than he is, like, than how they handled that. Like, I'm fine with how, like, it's a fitting end for his character. He doesn't die. And honestly, like, of a bunch of guys who all kind of look the same to me, he's the one that stood out the most. And, like, so I latched onto that guy. So I'm like, you know what? Go to the North. Have your fun. Be merry.
All right. So I thought what you were talking about was Ghost. There's been a lot of hoopla about Ghost. And, you know, I get it that they had to send him away. But the reason why they did it is simply just because he cost too much money to do. So, because
it costs too much to CGI hair than it is scales. Mm-hmm. But people were really upset with the way they sent him. How, like, John was like...
Without actually saying goodbye.
Peace.
Yeah.
And that, like...
Whatever.
All right. So, I'm getting all, like, narratively, like...
Yeah.
So, you know my whole thing where the dire wolves represent their starkness.
Right.
He's going south as a Targaryen. He's not going south as a Stark.
Right. All right.
Shit, dude.
That's
why he doesn't give him a good send-off.
Yeah, but people
because
are pissed.
See,
this is the insight we want to try and get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this
but
is
here's
good.
The thing, though, Sam. Like, so what's the deal with Sansa's dire wolf, which we technically never see die? Was that Arya's?
No, Arya's.
Arya, we don't see get killed, or it's still out there somewhere. But Sansa's get killed because she's being married off to Joffrey.
And, right. And, like a bit Joffrey or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit Joffrey. But, so it's sort of symbolic of Ned basically selling her off.
Oh, okay. Because Sansa is now like the most Stark and she doesn't have a direwolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what?
I know.
I'm so lost.
So there's a few other things that happened throughout this episode. We're not going to run through all of them, but I did notice a lot. The main thing I noticed throughout this episode is the steady increase of Daenerys becoming more and more like the Mad King.
Yeah.
She's kind of losing
queen
it.
At this point.
Well, Mad Queen, but she's kind of losing it and... Well, she's not really all there. Granted, a lot of stuff does happen.
I mean,
a second of one of her children died.
I don't know if like going mad is the right word. Like, certainly a lot of shit is going on, and I can completely understand her going like feeling this way.
Yeah,
but she's not as level-headed as she portrays herself to be.
Right?
No.
She's. I mean, she just ignores damn everything and just nosedive into the ships. Into ongoing,
yeah, okay.
Oncoming
how
trade?
I don't want to say dumb, but like how void of logic was that the death of that?
Oh, okay. Only one of her children had just died.
No.
How stupid are you to fly that close to King's Landing,
right.
Knowing that
right.
There's other people trying to kill you?
Well, they didn't know they had all those.
But they knew they had them.
So here's the thing.
Because she dodged some at that.
They knew they had one. They didn't know they had like a thousand.
You never know. Yeah, let's just pour.
So the thing that that I heard about. So with this, the dragon's death, it needed to happen to level the playing field for the next episode, which is understandable.
But the
problem is, a lot of people feel like that death was rushed. Like that needed to happen. They were like, just kill him.
Here's the thing. Is it dead though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
Well. Yes. First of all, we get like way too many people being like, "You sure it's dead? Everybody sure it's dead?"
Yes.
And then you also get that scene from the next week where, what's his face, the Iron Islands guy, being all like confused and staring up.
Well, there's
not only that. If that's that dragon is a symbol of Jon, because he rides it, it would make sense. It would come back to life.
Yeah, but who's
It'd be a
bring
sea dragon?
I mean...
I think there's like zero chance the dragon's not dead.
Because if the dragon comes back, then Daenerys is not going to go crazy anymore. She'll be like, oh, no, oh, it's back.
I think she's got a lot of reasons to go crazy.
Yeah.
At least that she's like totally
but that's like I feel like everything for her like plot wise it's like pushing her towards the edge, and I feel like bringing the dragon back is kind of like pulling her away from the edge a little bit, which is not the way you want to go. You want to just keep pushing
her
it's
there. Game of Thrones, you're throwing her to the edge. Okay, also other thing, moving away from the Mad Danny thing, unless we come back to it, but so I did notice. And I don't know if I like this, but it makes me question a lot of things. When at the end, how Cersei and about 25 Unsullied, Tyrion, and who was the other one? Grey Worm were standing out there. Cersei would not. She would have opened fire on them.
Yes.
Cersei would have unleashed hell on them because that is who she is.
Yeah.
It is not. She would not have let Tyrion go up to the gate. Because she had a clear opportunity to kill the leaders, not just one, but two, of the opposing army. She would have just had to deal with their dragons, which she had enough of those. I don't even
scorpions.
Know what they're... Scorpions? Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Yeah. Clearly, she had enough of those to take out the other dragon. So, I don't know why she didn't do it. It makes me think. And then after I watch it a second time, I'm like, wait, is there a double crosser? Or is there somebody who's playing for both sides here in that group?
Yeah, it might. So Jaime might be a double crosser,
but he wasn't in there.
I know.
No,
why
did
she fire? Cersei is the one who destroyed the red, not the red keep. The oh god, what the hell is it with all the priests?
The sept.
Yeah, she destroyed that.
Yeah,
everybody else.
What the green fire thing?
Dragon fire, yeah.
Well, there was green stuff.
It's dragon fire.
It looked like somebody unleashed the flubber.
No, what is it called? Is
it dragon fire? Blackfyre?
It doesn't matter.
Either way, she did that in a second.
Yeah, she killed a lot of people.
I know. No mercy whatsoever. So
yeah, she doesn't give any fucks. So no, so I agreed it was kind of odd. And, like, honestly, you know, I think the big sort of discussion that's gone around the show is, like, is the show getting soft slash, like, does the show even make sense anymore?
Right.
I'm gonna put to the side, does the show even make sense anymore? Because I think everything they've done is just to, you know, like, they don't have a lot of episodes left. Like, you have to kind of do some of these, like, convenient things and, like, just shut the fuck up. Don't worry about it. But, like, has the show gone soft? And I'm actually kind of coming around to, yes, it actually is.
Yeah.
Because this week, as soon as I saw that, like, Tyrion and Varys are on the same ship as Grey Worm and Missandei, I'm like, oh, well, they're all fucking dead. And you know what? All of them survived that. Granted, one was captured, but all of them survived that. That's, like, garbage, dude. No way would they have survived that, like, at another point in the show.
Yeah.
It's after watching this episode, too, it makes me not concerned, but it's definitely forcing me to taper my expectations of how this is going to end.
Okay,
so do you guys think it should have been done a season earlier? Do you think they should have, like...
No, I think the consensus is that the two, the lead writers, not quite sure where they're going at this point. And there's a lot of leaps in logic going on in the show now.
My counter to this, they're not killing off characters.
That wasn't the argument, though.
But, well, no, they're saying it's going soft. They're not killing off main characters. Is that, like, if honestly any of those characters, well, at least most of the characters, if any of them die, I'd be like, why? You've been setting up these characters for some kind of payoff,
Sim.
And then you just randomly kill them off.
The thing is, they did that with the Night King. They set him literally.
They haven't.
Okay,
like, the Night King was in three episodes.
Like, no, not of this episode. I mean, of the entire series. You're building him up.
Of the entire series.
He's only been in about three episodes.
But like, you're building up the Whites and the White Walkers as like this big bad, and then it just ends.
Well, I mean, there was a gigantic battle.
I know, but you have three episodes.
Didn't exactly know that. Quite end. Well, it should have been finish up the Night King story last season and then focus on
which
this
I'm
one
fine
this
with.
Season.
I feel like it could have been that, and then deal with the Iron Throne this season, or maybe like deal with the Iron Throne till the White Walkers show up. Second to last episode would be that battle last week, and then the last episode would be the final fight for that Iron Throne.
Because last episode?
Yeah.
No, you need an epilogue.
No, it's a penultimate, which is what we're getting.
You guys complained about not having an epilogue at the end of the battle. You're going to get one.
Yeah.
You're going to get one.
I mean, this is going to be the episode that's going to come with the goods, though, right?
Yeah. Like, exactly. One.
The problem with this
is pretty much it.
The problem with this episode, and
two left after this one for you?
Yeah, two more episodes left. But this episode was poorly received by a lot of people.
And no, it's just, and the reason why is just because everybody's expectations are so high.
But
double check myself. I'm like, you need to be prepared. This is going to be probably not a great ending. It's just going to be a good or solid ending.
I'm starting to feel like Game of Thrones fans are kind of like Star Wars
here
fans.
We go, Sam. Here we go.
Where it's just like, what do you want? I don't understand what it is you want from this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a certain... the pacing of the show early on could not be, like, maintained. Like, this is already a 10-year endeavor for these two guys, let alone all the actors on the show and all the cast and crew. Like, it does get to a point where, like, people just want to go do other things.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they couldn't make Game of Thrones for, like, 12 years.
Right. No, it's got to end somehow.
So, you know, maybe if they had known back then, they wouldn't have, like, spent, like, two seasons dicking around in Marine. But, like, you know, we are where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
And, like, frankly, you know, I can't really get super upset at them because fucking the guy who wrote these hasn't even fucking finished it. And honestly won't. So,
it's true. I feel like he's going to die before he finishes that last book.
I can't be upset that they're, like, quote, fucking up the ending when like the guy who wrote it made something that they couldn't end.
And
know,
the
or
guy,
that he hasn't been able to.
And I haven't heard him like jump out and be like, whoa, 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 this is not what I would have done.
Yeah, but no, that's but horrible publicity if he
it,
does
at least while
that.
Still on the air.
Yeah, you don't do that. Now, like, if it ends, that's when he would come
but,
out.
But, like, this is his baby, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like it's not like he says has final say in this, either. He told them, you can do what you want.
Right.
So he's still getting paid either way.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
don't bite the hand that feeds at some point.
Right.
And like, they get the spinoffs coming.
Right.
Like, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So, like, why would he bash these things?
No,
like,
yeah.
There's no reason.
Because it's his baby.
Who does? Yeah, he but could, you're getting but money.
George R. R. Martin would be, he is a type who would actually say something against what came out.
Yeah.
He's I the feel type like, of person who would.
I feel like it would be at the end. I feel, if anything, it would be after the last episode if he had something to say.
If he was... If anything, he's going to come out and say, this is what I did not plan.
Yeah.
Or he won't even say that because he'll want the book readers
but
to, you know, to
the,
read.
The other issue, too, and it's one of my things about Kevin Smith, is he's in the business. He's going to praise everything that they do. Because look at Kevin Smith. Like, he loved
Batman.
Why are
we talking about
Super
Kevin Smith?
Because,
whoa. Like, he's like... He's tangentially in the business.
Right.
Yeah, he's a book writer.
I know he's a book writer, but he's got other things going on other than just Game of Thrones. There's another one of his books.
I mean, not really.
Sci-fi. Killjoys? Yeah. Oh, God.
I forget what it
DVR'd.
Is, but yeah.
I have it all DVR'd. It's on
the sci-fi. But, like, he's got other things in the business as a writer. But, like, you get to that point where...
Night Flyers. Got it.
That's what it is. But you get to a point in a business where, I mean, if you badmouth anything, people are going to start to blacklist you.
That's not going to happen.
If everybody's questioning
if
whether or not he's going to die before finishing the two books, I'm pretty sure he's not going to get blacklisted for certain things.
No, but if you
nor do I think he has to worry about any monetary issues going forward.
But yeah. That's the thing. Like, if he's going to badmouth something, I mean, you've got those kind of repercussions where people are like, I don't want to work with him anymore because all he does is badmouth. Well, I did it once.
It
doesn't matter.
He only did... If he came out now, this would be one of the first times he'd come out and criticize the show.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. A show that he wrote, though.
And
he only wrote, like, one or two episodes.
No, but they're basing it off of the books he wrote. And he's been right there with them, helping them along the way.
Generally.
That is sort of wild, though, that he hasn't written any of these, like, last episodes, right? Like, I think the last one that he actually wrote was, like, season 3, maybe? Something like that?
As an HBO producer, I would not want him to. Only because... Or not as a producer, more or less, maybe his agent, or maybe his kind of, like, not alternate personality, but, like, his other side, his other viewpoint, devil's advocate. Don't write these, because you'll write too much of what you are going to do in your books, and then it'll be the same thing.
Well, I think also, you don't want to, but, like, if this show sucks... You don't exactly want your name attached to it.
Which, Thrones is not going to...
No.
Yeah, it's not going to
The
suck,
only thing
but...
Thrones has would have negative going forward is a bad ending that people don't
right.
like.
Yeah, but if, like, this is headed towards a bad ending and George R. R. Martin knows it...
Maybe he...
But that can destroy a show.
Would... Yeah.
Look what it did to Lost.
Yeah. Lost was an amazing show till the ending.
Yeah, but
No.
JJ
I mean, like,
has come out of it and Lost.
Yeah.
It's over, so who cares?
I know,
you
know? But... It's not even an arguable point. Like, the ending of Lost sucks. J.J. Abrams never has said, like, that ending sucks. Like, because he wouldn't.
So my greater point would have been, like, it sounds like, and I apologize if I'm speaking out of turn, but the show was epic up until this season. And it's like, is it going to tail off at the end where it doesn't get remembered for the epic seasons?
That's actually the thing. This show isn't really known for being epic. It's more
it's best moments. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of like castle intrigue sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing is too, it's a lot of different shows to different people. And I think, you know,
it's hard to please
being
everyone
a certain way. But I think at the end of the day though, I kind of realized the other day, like the last season, and I'll even throw in the season before it, I do think there is like a step down in quality after you get past the like just giant spectacle that the last two seasons have been. On that note, and like the, I don't want to say fan service, but just everything kind of coming together at the end and like kind of being rewarded with that. Like, I think if you took those two like elements out of it, they'd be pretty like just mass seasons, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I know critics wise, last season and this season are two of the lowest rated seasons of Game of Thrones.
It's I think it's all expectations. Everybody sets it too high.
It really could be. But that's a huge problem with the show. Like, because your expectations are always going to be high. So whether or not it's good or not,
But they can't control expectations. Right.
The problem is shows like these are, unfortunately, it happens with shows like these.
It's going
to
happen.
People like to complain. So
I mean, I haven't seen all of the Sopranos, but it seems like Sopranos is probably that.
Yeah. I mean, not often do you get an ending to a show where everybody's like, yeah, okay. Like, I mean, I'm not a fan. I tried, but Breaking Bad, it seems like everybody's like, yeah, okay. That's a good ending.
Not a fan. How dare you?
I've tried. I tried. Like halfway through the second season.
We do a podcast, Ryan, because they all fucking hate that show.
Dude, you and I are on it, John. Let's go. Let's roll.
All right.
Let's roll. I was a Sons of Anarchy guy over Breaking Bad, but I literally just finished it up probably about 3 months ago. I whacked back the entire fucking series. Awesome.
I feel bitch. Like I gotta get into Better Call Saul, because I've seen a Saul lot of clips, awesome. And it just looks hysterical.
Well, right. my greater question here is my one thing with Game of Thrones is I read that HBO is predicting like a 47% drop in subscriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
What are they going to do to subsequently replace that revenue?
If you watch the episodes of Thrones before, they have like 5 minutes of just trailers.
Yeah,
for
I have
stuff
to like, just skip
up.
Through.
So Chernobyl is there, Watchmen is there, which we'll talk about later.
Do you guys like this? How about this? Just watch something.
Yeah.
How about a nifty with these three ladies? Like, there's like a murder mystery.
So they're already clamoring for someone to like please come up with something.
I mean, they tried it with Westworld, trying to get people's intrigue, but the second season kind of flopped.
Well, it takes 2 years to write Westworld, so it's.
Can I ask a question? What is Big Little Lies about?
I don't know, but apparently it's good.
Big Little Lies is such a good show, dude.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of like middle-aged, like wealthy women being all fucking snitty with each other, and then someone dies. So
it's like Desperate Housewives,
Pretty Little Liars, but the middle-aged years.
Maybe, I don't know.
The menopause years.
Should we move on then?
Yeah, we can move on.
Why don't we move on to, let's get Ryan's thoughts on Endgame.
All right.
Let's go back. Endgame. Do you want box office results first or later? Or actually, before that, Life Pool.
Oh, yeah. Are we
Game of
go
Thrones,
to life
can
pool.
I do this real quick?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sure.
All right, so.
Life Pool sounds like it's got to be a band somewhere.
or the DC version of Deadpool.
In last place, we have Sam. With 9. And Sean and I are tied with...
That's going to be changing 4, soon. 8,
12, 13, 14. 14 apiece. And John is actually perfect in his life pool. He has 16.
Not bad.
Wow.
So
How many... Like, if we're just talking about people still alive, how many people are still alive?
Everybody but Theon. Sam had Theon. He died.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
So, and then the no-shows for the episodes are Cersei was not in 2, Yarrow was not in 3.
Cersei was also not in 2.
And Bronn was not in 2. No, 2 episodes.
Oh, 2 episodes. Okay.
So Bronn and Cersei are the ones for me and you. Thank God he showed up in this one, because I might not have come out of this.
Quick comment on Bronn. Just, like, where did that plot go for Bronn?
Right, it's just like, hey, Bronn's here, give me money. Okay,
I'm God. Boop.
Hey, bye-bye. I get a point.
I'm not.
Okay.
Like, honestly, also, that was my biggest problem with that episode. Was like, okay,
Really quick though. A lot of the review shows that I watch. One of the complaints is they've got a lot of story here, but it feels like it's enough story for like a 10 episode season, and like they just try to condense it. I don't know. I don't know if you guys feel that way. Like, maybe like they could have taken a little longer with some of the storylines rather than rushing
it. To be honest, like, the show, for me at least, always feels like it's 3 episodes too long each season. Because there's always like three episodes of people just not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just like mucking about.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've never felt that way. All these episodes are usually pretty good.
John, would you do you feel like this could have been like a 10-episode season, or are you fine with the six?
I mean, yeah, they're rushing through shit. Like, yeah. they gotta finish it up.
Right.
Like, I mean...
What's the normal episode run per season?
10.
Yeah.
10, so
10
this is,
hour-ish episodes.
So this is a shorter season like Arrow's doing, like a... Stupid.
Yeah.
But they're doing like a condensed final season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's six episodes.
Yep.
This one's six, but it was an hour, hour and a half, hour and a half, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hour.
Oh.
Or hour and a half, and then an hour.
So you're at like a 7.5 to 8 hour.
Yeah, so you're looking at shorter by like 7.5 to 8 hours. Episodes of an hour.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the original.
Anyways, Endgame.
Yeah. So you want box office? $2.2 billion right now. Not international bad. And not domestic.
Bad. And it's been out for
two and a half weeks. There are two weekends. So
it was out on
almost 2 weeks.
It's gonna hit one. I mean, it's gonna hit number one. It's gonna break the Avatar.
Yeah. And what's that? 3 point.
And is 2.8. Avatar's 2.8? Is that only box office, or is that like DVD sales?
Box office.
And what is it called? Rescreenings,
re-releases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That includes re-releases, and this is going to probably hit it on initial release.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should hit it in less than 30 days. This is what's going to happen. The only downside is Detective Pikachu comes out this weekend, so international.
But you guys mentioned last week that Captain Marvel was number two, so people were still going to see it.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it said Marvel.
Right.
And how many people, Chris and I had texted, and I was like, I'm going to wait a little bit because I don't feel like... sitting in like first row or second row like you guys did. I don't sit with the peons. I do Lux level.
Can I give a little context to that Captain Marvel thing, by the way?
Go ahead.
It was 100% true, but like perhaps slightly misleading because like Endgame, like on that Friday, had like $150 million.
Yeah.
And like Captain Marvel had like two.
Right. So, it was like those last few people who were like, I need to see this before Endgame.
I didn't see it. I just skipped it. And it has nothing. I just wasn't interested.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was kind of like tucked there in the middle.
Nice. A lot more Nick Fury out of it. Yeah. So.
I feel like a lot of the Marvel movies are just in the middle. You have a couple like real, real good ones, and you have a lot of just mediocre.
Phase 3 had a lot of really great ones.
This last phase was pretty
good. Think Winter Soldier and Civil War for me were just like...
Those were...
Oh, yeah. Those were great.
Those are Russo brothers.
Ragnarok. Yep. Great.
Yep. Right.
So I went and saw this with my... wife and my in-laws. I went in like, I can't fucking wait. Cannot wait for this. I texted Chris. I'm like, I'm not listening to spoilers. I texted you like an hour before. I'm like, I made it spoiler free.
What day did you go?
I'm shocked you made it spoiler free.
Thursday. Yeah.
You went Thursday.
I will admit.
Opening day or?
No. A week later.
A week later. So you went a week without
spoilers.
Sean,
I like didn't listen to you. I skipped your podcast. full disclosure. I unfollowed comicbook.com.
Yep.
And I was just like, and my friends had seen it. I was like, I knew
we worked 60 hours a week.
Right. Yeah. I work like all the effing time. We can talk spoilers now, obviously.
Yep. Oh, yep. Yep.
I had a gut feeling that Tony was going to die.
Yeah. Right?
I kind of figured he was going to be the one to and be done with it. I will admit, I was a little preoccupied with the Bruins. So I was checking the Bruins score because I can watch Endgame anytime I want, but that hockey game is a one time.
That's interesting because I believe when we were talking Endgame, we were also preoccupied.
Yeah,
I heard John like Bruins scored. I was totally and completely underwhelmed.
Really?
I don't know why.
Runtime?
Runtime was part of it. I think probably about 20 minutes and a half hour long.
Okay.
I felt like myself getting a little like, all right, come on, like, let's go. And now I will equate maybe Infinity War, as you guys articulated, was just boom, action. And this needed to sum up 22 movies, 3,000 minutes of shit that needed to get done.
Yeah.
I thought I was very fulfilled, but yet I was unfulfilled at the same time. I was fulfilled because it closed a lot of plot lines, right?
Yep.
Full circle, loops are closed. I don't know if it was the fact that Infinity War had such a cliffhanger that I was like, oh my God, like, when is Endgame coming out? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That I walked out, I looked right at my wife, I was like, 7 out of 10.
All right.
I was just like, it just didn't. I got bored, and I don't know why. I felt it was a little too long, but I do think, as you mentioned, Sean, I believe it was you, the longer I sit on this, the more I'm starting to like it. So I'm up to like a 7.5, 7.75. Yeah. But I would have loved to have seen. I understand they had to focus on the 6. I get it.
Right.
But I would have loved to have seen the other billion people or whatever the hell come back a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed. John mentioned it. That I didn't realize that opening scene was so fucking good.
Yeah,
Jeremy Renner, that was so goddamn good.
Just a small scale of a big,
because that something hits you better. Like it, you know, you got a family, I got a wife, you're getting married, and Sam, you know, and it's just like, sorry, Sam, but like we're all sitting there.
Sam's alone.
Sorry, Sam, but imagine being outside with Amy, Christina, G, or me and my dog and my wife, and being like, fuck, where'd they go? Yeah. That's painful. And I do think that you didn't have the time for empathy in the end of Endgame. Infinity Wars, I'm sorry, I'm screwing those up. Infinity Wars. So you had that time to grieve in the beginning of Endgame.
Yeah.
It definitely set the tone
right away.
It was fucking morbid as shit, and you felt bad because it was the first time, I think, in all of these Marvel movies, other than Spider-Man, when you have like Michael Keaton's company come in to start cleaning things up, that there's actual ramifications to the fucking buildings that are getting destroyed.
Yeah.
The spaceships crashing into like elementary schools. You know what I mean? There's like there's tangible people that have died. Yeah. We know that, but you look at Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, like all the fucking buildings are destroyed. You're gonna tell me all those civilians are dead and we're just gonna like not speak about them.
Yeah.
And to see all those people dusted, you had time to like grieve on that. I thought Captain America's thing was pretty powerful. I was very underwhelmed in the death of Tony.
Oh, okay.
I thought that Pepper was just like, all right, dude, finally, like, you're out. Like, right? I'm good. Right? I felt like Peter Parker. I was like, I felt worse. I didn't cry.
You monster.
It was third period. They were up by like a goal and a half. Peter Parker showed, I think, more raw emotion than... Yeah. And even like Don Cheadle was very silent than Pepper, I thought.
Yeah.
The funeral scene was tough.
Yeah.
That was really tough. I didn't give a shit that Black Widow died. I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing that
I feel so bad, and it's not because she's a woman. It has nothing to do with that.
It was poorly done.
It was so quick, and I was just like, but I knew it was coming. Like you guys all said, like she was like, you have a family. I have like, I didn't even know it was my dad. And I was like, really? Like her?
It was like that line right there kind of is like, she's about to die.
Right.
When he was like, I didn't even know who my dad was. And
right. You
did.
You knew one of the two was dying the second you figured out where they were going.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I did love, I will say this, I loved the fact that they went back and revisited old movies.
Yeah.
And the writers for this also wrote Dark World.
Yes.
And they're also like, we are going to make you bitches like fucking Dark World.
Yeah. What's
you great, are not going to shit on this. This is important.
It's important now.
Great is that they brought back the quote-unquote worst Marvel movies are the ones you had to watch to get all of most of those references.
Yeah.
So Iron Man 2, Thor the Dark World.
It was so... I don't want to say it didn't live up to the hype because there are 22 movies that they had to climb, to close up. I just thought I liked Infinity War more.
No,
I think Josh Brolin was incredible.
Yeah. Like, I feel like
Nebula stole the show for me. I think Nebula was the best character in that movie.
Karen Gillan is an amazing actress.
Slayed it.
So. I can't wait for Guardians 3 now just to see more of her. Because she changed so much in this movie.
Right.
Like she came in being all like messed up with Thanos and then she left where it's like, oh, she's like an Avenger now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She's a pseudo Avenger. I thought the comedy was good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fat Thor, big Lebowski reference.
Fat Thor.
I looked at that and I was like, oh my God, that's Lebowski. And he's like, calm down, Lebowski. I was like, oh yeah, that's great. You guys mentioned how sick Tony Stark looked. Or Robert Downey.
Oh, yeah. He looked awesome.
I will, from your podcast, John made the best point that I've heard. I listened to a bunch of reviews.
Man, really talking me up, man. You should be on.
Yeah, John's got the biggest smile.
Just keep inflating that ego.
John said that the ending of this movie was our generation Star Wars.
Yeah,
So yeah. fucking correct.
Yeah.
So fucking correct. It's not even, I was like that set and I was like, motherfucker's got a point. I was like, yeah, because like, yeah. you know, like I can picture like our my dad or
Star Wars.
Like, oh my God, like Return of the Jedi. This is it. It's done.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden like it's over and you're like, holy shit. And like we have 11 years or 10 years or 11 years, 3,000 hours yeah. invested in this yeah. and it's over. And maybe that's a little bit of sour grapes on my part, but I don't know. I'm in that like 7.5 range. It's just I thought Infinity War was better, and I honestly I think Winter Soldier was better.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm like getting crucified at work.
No. I understand, but yeah, I feel like you also have to sit through it without the Bruins on. that kind of is going to take away.
Well, because, if you hit the funeral when the Bruins are in third quarter, you miss like
no. I wasn't watching. Prime. I was just checking on Bleacher Report as I'm doing now, watching the Celtics get smoked.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah, but well, It was good, and I would have, and I understand you guys are all on Anthony Mackie getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Sebastian could hold down Captain America. I think he would just be so badass holding that shield with a metal arm. Like, I just think it'd be so, I don't know, man. I just think not the lineage, but like, excuse me, same time frame. They were best friends. I would have preferred to have seen Winter Soldier grab it.
Well, Winter Soldier is still a bad guy in the eyes of the world.
Yeah, and he's he's still got like the triggers in his head.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
still trying to figure things out.
But wouldn't that made a little bit of more for when you could have had like the Hail? I mean, I know Steve Rogers was like Hail Hydra. Wouldn't that have made the Hail Hydra comment like a little more? Now Winter Soldier could slide to quote unquote Hydra if they so choose to do it.
Hmm. Well, like, at that point, it doesn't really make sense why Cap would give him the shield.
Yeah.
Fully knowing that.
Fair.
Sorry.
And I swatting the imaginary fly.
So I texted
some
Chris.
Some random odor just came into my nose.
Who was it?
I texted Chris. I have a theory.
All right.
It was Sam.
Yep. Sam is Thanos.
Samos.
I asked you guys where Scarlet Witch came.
All right, Thor.
Sam's over there in his pile of beer bottles.
I asked you guys where Scarlet Witch came from. You said she was created by a stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the books.
In the movies, not in the books.
Is there a chance that the MCU is going to use the Infinity Stones to create mutants?
Possibly.
And that is how you're going to get your X-Men.
With the snap.
Is she going to be like the original, quote-unquote,
maybe
X-Men.
So the X-Men. X-Men are coming. There's no doubt. Feige has said the X-Men.
And are
coming.
They going to be in the same
universe? Mm-hmm. There's a couple like questions. One is, you know, the Infinity Stones could possibly have could create the mutants. The other is when the snap happened, when Hulk did the snap and brought everybody back. Perhaps he, which we saw, we'll talk about it later, but opened a rift between dimensions or between universes where mutants are now a thing.
Right.
So that's one of the possibilities that is floating around right now.
Could his gamma radiation mix with the stones have done something too?
I don't know.
Because his arm is dead. His arm is dead.
Yeah. Just fucked.
They're going to explain it in the first X-Men, whatever one that will be.
And Scarlet Witch was like such a total fucking badass.
Yeah.
She had Thanos beat.
Yeah.
Until he decided to rain hellfire.
Think about it. She was
ripping apart his armor.
Yeah, she was created from
the Infinity Stone. The power stone, right?
And she's able to destroy the stones because she did when to Vision at the end of Infinity War.
Is it bad that I don't even give a shit that Vision wasn't in this? No, I totally forgot. Yeah. And when she was like, oh, and he's like, oh, I hope she knows we won. And she was like, she knows. And so does he. I thought her brother. I thought Quicksilver. I didn't even think about Vision. I didn't even go to Vision.
Yeah. Well, we get WandaVision, which is going to be fun. So right.
That's the TV show.
Yeah,
imagine how expensive that is going to be with like Paul Bettany and that wardrobe throughout the whole time.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, it was good. I just think Infinity War was better, and like a lot of people are like, "Oh my God, how can you think that?" I'm like, the cliffhanger for me is what drew me in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. Like, this happens with everything. Like, whether it's a good TV show or a good movie, it's like everybody's like, "Oh, that was amazing." Give it a couple months, and when everything dies down, it's like.
It could have fallen victim to its own hype, too.
It
wasn't bad. I will say this. It wasn't bad for wrapping up a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It had a lot of, like you guys are saying, there's a lot of like storylines and thrones that need to get closed. Like this was like click, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Every 10 minutes, they're closing another storyline.
And I think Jeremy Renner fucking killed it in this, too. Like he was awesome.
It was a standout performance.
He deserved it.
Well, yeah, everybody trashed on him forever. Yeah,
right. I mean, and Scott Lang was, I mean, he was funny. Yeah. I mean, the Marvel has gotten better after Ragnarok of like dropping in like the humor. It's not like, I don't feel it's as forced. I feel like it's more organic. Yeah. And as Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be fucking hysterical.
Yes, I cannot wait for that movie.
That, like, Thor is, they needed to do something with him because I was like,
man. It was nice because they finally realized, hey, Chris Hemsworth is not a serious actor. He's a comedic guy. Actor. Like, let's just make it or a funny movie.
He can be serious, but he definitely holds a comedic
he's
talent.
He's so much better as a comedic actor.
He's a lot of talent.
And dude, I was dying because I was like, I'm watching them play Xbox and him talk shit. I was like, bro, that is so me, Xbox 360, MW2. Like, I would have find you. And then Meep and the other guy. It was cool. I mean, and Korg. I thought the women did well.
The girl power part.
That I thought that was going to drive me nuts. In the moment, I was like, oh, come on. But I was like, you know what? It wasn't as shoved down my throat as other things were. As other movies have their political things.
Like I said last time, I didn't know me. I wanted Pepper Potts in the Iron Man suit until it happened. I was like, I kind of dig
it. I'm not going to lie. After thinking about that scene even further, I'm like, I really enjoyed because at some point you see all the characters kind of come in and you're like, oh, wait, her. And then you're like, oh, shit, there's a lot.
It's like that's all the women.
And Valkyrie was a fucking gangster, man.
Yeah, right. On her Pegasus.
I mean, it was good.
I never realized I wanted to see a Pegasus more in my life.
Just like we never realized we wanted to see a raptor with a nose ring.
Yeah. No idea.
It was good. I felt underwhelmed. I will rewatch this.
Yeah, I feel like this movie definitely needs a rewatch, especially the last battle.
Not sitting that close.
No,
just dope. I mean, it was just dope. And the Spidey suit with the mechanical arms was cool. Yeah. Tom Holland, I'm starting to come around on. I mean, he just looks like how any of us would be with those superpowers in a suit, like joking around, having fun, and
But that's the thing. That is Spider-Man. Like everybody looks at Tobey Maguire, he's way too serious to be Spider-Man. Spider-Man's supposed to be funny and goofy and witty.
That and like Spider-Man's always supposed to be small.
Yeah.
And when you put Spider-Man by himself, he's just naturally going to be big. He's the only person with superpowers.
Right.
But like he's supposed to feel like he's just like an odd one out. He's just too small. Too like insignificant, which kind of makes him lovable. Where it's like, he's kind of like us.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. He's plucky.
Yeah.
Well, and
the Favreau scene was that I didn't cry. I did not. That was just like, man, that just sucks.
Yeah.
You know that poor girl, and I think the helmet that she had in the beginning is going to be the helmet that goes to the new Iron Man.
So the helmet that she had in the beginning was it blue? Yeah, so that's was it Rory?
Pepper Potts.
No, she had silver. She had silver.
She was blue.
She was blue.
No, I thought that was hers.
Yeah, it was hers.
He said that's the one that he made for mommy, but her suit was silver.
It was like silver and blue, though.
I remember it being all silver, but no.
Because I was like, oh, that might be the helmet. As soon as I saw, I knew, I was like, Tony's going to die. And I saw that helmet, I was like, that might be the torch that gets passed. But I think you guys are right. Tony... Downey Jr. cannot just bail. I think he needs to be the new Jarvis, air quotes.
Yeah.
It was funny hearing, like, oh, Jarvis, thank you, take me home. I was like, ah. Yeah. My wife's like, what's that? I'm like, ah, yeah, that's the AI. And she's like, huh? I'm like, ah, you got that. I did realize that Steve Rogers went back in time. I thought he was going to go back in time. When I saw the picture on the desk, I was like, he doesn't die, he goes back in time.
Yeah.
Well, we're being told now from the Russo brothers that he went to a different timeline.
Yes.
It's not the same timeline.
Right.
But isn't that opposite of what?
Yeah, it's because when he went back, time splintered. Just like the monk said, right? The ancient one from Doctor Strange said. So when he went back in time with Agent Carter, time split at that point. So it started a brand new timeline.
Which isn't that what they said they weren't going to do? Quote, yes. I promise, Mark Ruffalo.
Yep.
Well, like, her whole complaint was, like, if you take the stones away from us, we're going to be defenseless.
Right.
Like, he just created a new timeline where he was just in the 40s and 50s. Yeah.
So
it's like he didn't...
Come 2010 in that timeline, everything's going to start happening, but when the battle for New York happens, no Captain America.
Yeah, that's all that fucking means. Weird.
But what are they going to do with America's ass?
I don't
want to
go back down that road, man.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole timeline thing is just...
Yeah. I'm not going to do timeline. I just was a little confused.
Time travel. Right.
I thought it was good. I don't really know what they could have done better. I don't want to say underwhelming. I thought it dragged in some parts for me. Sure. But I will rewatch it. I just thought Infinity War was better.
I have to see it in IMAX.
Fair enough.
Because it was filmed in IMAX.
That's true.
I have to see it in IMAX.
That's true.
This is a movie to see in IMAX.
It's fair.
Anyways.
Okay.
Anyway, shall we move on?
Great sound, too. I think everybody always underestimates the sound in IMAX.
Yeah. Right. They just think of the big TV screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess kind of drifting in from that, where Marvel goes from here. Disney finally got around to releasing the new movie schedule for a couple different franchises. I guess we can start with Marvel. So they're going to release 2 untitled films next year and 3 in the following 2 years. So that'd be 2021 and 2022, which, holy shit, but yeah. That's another story. I mean, I guess pretty much what we expected.
The biggest, I think, thing that they came out was that they pushed back Avatar.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm getting there, man.
Oh. Well, because there's still plenty of Marvel movies that have been announced. You know, we're getting that, was it Shang-Li or whatever movie? We're getting Doctor Strange 2, Black Panther 2.
And I don't think any of those have actually been slated yet for...
No. I think they're waiting.
Right. On the Fox side of it,
yeah,
they did... again move back New Mutants into 2020.
Yeah.
Which is a movie that was supposed to come out last October.
Dude, this right? movie better be fucking epic. Right? It's got to be, because you're pushing it back. Not. Like, it's not what are you doing?
It's they're waiting for the Plus app to come out.
Yeah, and then
so is it done?
The movie's done for years.
Oh yeah. It's supposed to start a new trilogy, but once Disney purchased, I think they killed that trilogy. So
you know what?
Talk about bad debt in your bottom line.
That also makes me wonder. Be like, okay, they're clearly redoing the mutants, so they're trying to get rid of all IP right now for mute movies.
Yeah,
and it makes me wonder. Like, this movie is either really that bad that they're pushing it out,
or why wouldn't you just cancel it?
Or it's so good
because already made it.
It's done.
But if it's that bad, would you?
You're going to lose money if you release it. Yeah. So.
Well, what I think they're doing is they're sort of venue shopping. They're trying to find like a good week to release like a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Or it's just really good and they just want to put it out there.
No. You're being too optimistic.
Well, that's that's. You know,
I don't know. If we can
why wouldn't they just cancel it then?
It's just too good.
If it's already done, you might as well put it out there and try and get like at least $10
back.
Well,
yeah. Put it on your slate.
App.
If you want the app, you get Mandalorian. And then you get New Mutants.
A whole Mutants movie. A whole $120 million Mutants movie. And then on top of that, as Sean mentioned earlier, Avatar getting pushed back, which means like the last one won't come out until like
2028
or some stupid shit like that.
It's crazy.
Not even going to be alive.
So,
the actors want to stick around that long.
They're all done.
Yeah, it's been filmed.
All 4 of them are done.
Well, he's done production, but obviously those movies have significant post-production, and it sounds like he's waiting on... Like, the way I read it is like he's waiting for the technology to catch up James to Cameron. What he wants to do, which is just kind of insane, because I'm sure they've already spent like $1 billion plus making these movies.
Right. Didn't he do the same thing with the original Avatar?
Yeah, it took him like seven years.
But I think I don't think he shot it like that early though. I think he okay, here's my idea for the movie.
Yeah, he waited to
develop this shit. Yeah.
He waited for the technology to arrive and then shot it.
Yeah,
right.
He wanted to release at the same time his ex-wife released Hurt Locker too. that definitely played a part. He was like, "Oh yeah, Hurt Locker, I see you, Avatar."
Oh, and then Hurt Locker won the Oscar.
Yeah, but then he took in almost $3 billion.
Yeah.
Which one actually won? No one's talking about Hurt Locker anymore.
In contract, he has like 1% royalties on a $3 billion movie.
That was Jeremy Renner in Hurt Locker, right?
Yeah.
It was Hawkeye and Captain America. Future.
Future catch.
Oh, Anthony. Chris Evans was in that? No, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. And the bad guy from Iron Man 3.
Hey. Look at that.
There you go. Anyway.
Boom. Oh, and they announced there are three Star Wars movies coming out.
I saw another trilogy.
Yeah. Not sure if it's Ryan Johnson's movie.
So many things they I want to say to that writer.
But like they just said, we're taking a break, and then they're like, oh, but in 2 years we're releasing a new one. Where's the break?
2 years? That's
no break.
That's isn't a it
one
a year?
That's a huge break.
Isn't it 1 year they do?
That's like what they were
doing.
A solo,
then a main story, yes. And then a solo, yeah. And then a main story.
So it's not a break. It's literally the normal time.
I mean, Sean, they're going to release... Disney also said it plans to release three future untitled Star Wars films every 2 years between 2022 and 2026. Like, that's a pretty... I mean, 4 years? Like, that's a pretty big...
Yeah.
You know, break. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. I guess that's probably Rian Johnson's trilogy.
Yeah, that's maybe what people have been saying, and for the love of God, no.
Because, you know, the other fan favorite these days, David Weiss and David Benioff, or D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, also have a trilogy.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're...
Which, last man, I checked, both of those trilogies were just dead in the water. Like, they were basically canceled.
They've just, well, I haven't seen anything on that. All those like spin-off movies have been like deep six for sure. Which makes sense, you know. You're not going to make a Boba Fett movie and then make the Mandalorian TV show.
Right.
But
they need to make a Boba
Fett movie. It's just kind of incredible. Like they were going to do Colin Trevorrow, who comes out with this like shitty movie, and they can his ass for the third one, for episode 9. Then they had Josh Trank, who did the shitty Fantastic Four movie, was going to do like a bounty hunter movie, and he gets canned. And I don't know. They have an incredible job of picking out these directors. And then they just fire them all halfway through. So, like, it doesn't even fucking matter. I hate Star Wars. Fuck Star Wars.
It's Kathleen Kennedy. Let's talk about...
Yeah, it's literally Kathleen Kennedy. Anyways.
Let's talk about real movies, guys. How about Sonic?
Yes! We're going to talk about Sonic.
You got to do Chernobyl, too.
We will. Really.
We'll get around
to that. So Sonic took the world by storm last week. My God. And the internet shattered
And
over
much
this.
Like a storm, it left destruction in its wake.
Oh, did it leave destruction. So really quick. So it's a live action Sonic movie. If you haven't seen the trailer for it.
Don't.
Sonic is CGI. Everyone else is live action. Dr. Robotnik is played by none other than comedian from the 90s.
James Carey.
Yes, Jim Carrey, who does his best, I'm going to say, Dr. Evil impression with Neil McDonough in the middle of the trailer, which I would say probably is majority of the trailer. Remember how like Dr. Evil always talked to his son in the Austin Powers movies, and it was funny like 20 years ago, but it's not so funny anymore. Yeah, but it's not so funny anymore. Well, Jim Carrey does that again, and it's so bad.
Isn't this aimed at 8-year-olds though?
I don't know who this is.
No, this is aimed at Sean's age.
Yeah, because they originally said it was very comedic. But they cut out a lot of the comedy to focus more on action.
I don't know. Did you see Jim Carrey was in it?
Well, have you seen how he portrays himself in the media these days?
Jim Carrey is like insane.
Yeah,
like he does this thing too, where like he just like tweets these pictures of like that he draws of like these paintings he does of like Donald Trump like pissing on his hands or whatever, and he's like, look at this, and we're like, dude, what? Who's asking for this? No, but that's not even it's really not like that's actually like what he does.
No, I know.
So so Jim Carrey's nuts. Listen, this movie is like I'm so happy I watched the trailer because all I need to know was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, it's all just been fulfilled. Like, I wish they just spent, like, $100 million just to make trailers. Because that was awesome.
So if you haven't seen the trailer, Sonic looks like the monkey boy from Jumanji.
Yes!
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that, after the release of the trailer, everybody, like, panned how Sonic looks. And now the director came out and was like, oh, we're going to fix that.
Yeah. So immediately after the backlash, like the director on Twitter was like, "We heard you. Our bad. We're gonna fix Sonic."
Yeah, some people on Reddit like changed him and made it. Like, I saw a meme. It was like,
"It looks so much
y'all
better.
Y'all motherfuckers have like billions of dollars, and I did this on my iPhone." And I was like, "Your Sonic looks way better from the iPhone."
Oh yeah, like it looks, the fan Sonics look so much better, and it's incredible that they have all these games to look at. There's TV shows and stuff. And the producers and everybody was like, "No, we can do it better."
Right.
Like, and they didn't. It looks horrid.
Like, how do you take a hedgehog and somehow manage to put it in the uncanny valley?
Yeah. Like, there's like horrid fan art of Sonic that looks better than what they came up with.
Yeah.
Did you guys appreciate how like the first 20 seconds of the trailer was like a shitty, like fake Michael Bay like script?
Explosions.
Brah, and then like missile comes in and brah, like yeah,
right, and then it was a bunch of guys in a room being like, "What are we gonna do?"
Yeah. My big question out of this trailer is Sonic an alien?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He says, "I've come to your planet
to save your planet." I'm like,
from what?
Why is he an alien? He's just a hedgehog. Like, I don't.
Do you think it's like a K-Pax situation, or like maybe he's not an alien? Really?
K-Pax.
But he disappears at the end of K-Pax.
So not to go down a wormhole.
Oh boy.
Really? This whole trailer is a wormhole.
What good video game movie has ever been made?
Detective Pikachu.
No, that's not.
It will be. It's positive on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Well, the highest one I think was 38%, and I think it was still Prince of Persia.
Yeah, it was either Prince of Persia or the most recent Tomb Raider.
Knock it off. Yeah. Stop it.
There's
just stop. Yeah. I love Gears of War as much as the next person. Doesn't need a movie.
No, but it'll be
great.
No,
it doesn't have. It would be. If it's awesome. Done right, my God, it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. All right.
Question. What's the plot to Gears of War?
Things happen.
Yes.
Alien invasion.
But from underground.
Aren't we the invaders?
No, because that's humans? Our planet.
But like,
War of the Worlds.
It's not Earth.
I'll explain to the plot to you later, but there is actually a plot, because I actually asked my friend who played it. I was like, "What are the locusts?" And he explained it to me.
No, but like, I've played it too.
No, but like,
and I don't know the plot.
I just don't understand why people want to, and even production company. Obviously, this is,
it's a tax write-off.
Losses are a tax write-off.
Yeah. That is literally why they make these kind of movies, especially in the 90s, how we saw a bunch of shitty ones.
They don't make a single movie to lose money.
No, but like these movies.
It's like a producer.
It's Mario Brothers.
Because a lot.
We loved it. Sucked.
Yeah. Well, Mario, like.
They make it because we're too dumb to like go to the movie to see anything like remotely original.
No,
but. Granted, most of the stuff that's original sucks, but.
Seriously, like, especially during the 90s and early 2000s, a lot of these video game movies were produced in Germany as a huge tax write-off. It's incredible, but that's literally what was happening.
No,
that's how Yuri Gold was able to make so many good movies.
They're trying to feed off nostalgia. What they're trying to do.
It's
like, cheap IP. What else has Sega got going on? Can we backtrack to Prince of Persia?
Oh God!
For a second,
sure.
Because speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal in like ridiculous getup,
great another segue. Big trailer drop. Great segue, John.
Thank you.
perfect.
Spider-Man 2.
Finally got the full trailer.
What's the name of this movie?
Far From Home.
Okay. Yeah, full trailer. Full after Endgame trailer, which I feel like we needed. The first trailer really wasn't that good.
No.
Yeah, they couldn't really reveal too much.
They shouldn't have actually released it in the first place.
Blame Sony.
I will stand by that.
Blame Sony.
They should have put it at the end of Endgame. That would have been cool.
Because like
at the post credit be the trailer for Far From Home.
Was it at the end of Captain America? Was it had the Avengers trailer or something?
Yeah, yeah. They did.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
yeah. That was the post credit scene. Was the Avengers trailer, which was awesome.
Was it? It's like I can just watch that on YouTube. Why do I have to sit through the credits?
At the time, it was awesome, Sam.
Because that's when they started
YouTube.
But you did though. But you did.
Yeah.
You did sit through the credits. What do we think here? I thought it was actually really interesting, and I'm not a Spider-Man guy. I didn't even see the first one, but I think I'll really go see this one.
I think it looks good. Yeah. It looks like it has a good amount of comedy, but it also feels like it's given a good justice to, you know, responsibility of taking the mantle of hero.
They keep saying who's going to be the next Tony Stark.
Yeah, I hope it's not him. Number one,
no,
but number two, I hope it's. Can't. It seems like they're kind of pushing him to be like a lead role of the hero, like the Avengers, I guess. Yeah.
Well, he was originally a standalone. Spider-Man was originally standalone, so he needs to kind of be on his own and then team up if need be.
Right. Yeah.
I do like, I mean, MJ knows. Man, I think that's
really
cool.
Maybe?
Well, she says flat out, I need to tell you something, MJ. But she's like, I know you're Spider-Man.
Have you seen the first one?
Yes.
That's kind of like MJ's thing, though. Because, like, there's even that line from the first trailer for this where he says, like, oh, you look nice. And she's like, oh, because you need to objectify me because, you know, I'm a woman. And he's like, no. She's Christ. Like, I'm just kidding.
Not seeing this movie. I'm out.
No. But she's like, I'm just kidding. And then they move. And he's like, oh, okay. So it's like,
yeah, so she's
that's
like a
kind
joker.
Of her character. She's a joker. She's very serious but funny.
So that'll probably be, they're probably making you think that I just fell into the fucking trap,
yep.
asshole.
Yeah. Yep.
See, I'm weird. God damn it. I don't know who the villain is, because...
It's the Elementals.
Is it the Elementals? Okay.
It's not Thomas Hayden Church.
Sure.
Or whatever.
No. It's the Elementals. Yeah.
So, it could be Mysterio.
It could possibly be Mysterio, since Mysterio is actually a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, then they threw in the whole multiverse.
Quote, power is to create
illusions
visuals.
And to fool everybody. So clearly he's from another universe.
Totally.
I thought that was Butters from South Park. Or is he Mysterion?
He's Mysterion. Okay. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, so multiverse. Okay.
Clearly it's a multiverse.
No, that wasn't
thing.
Butters. That was Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. I hope this movie's better than the first one. I didn't like the first
Michael
one.
Keaton was the best part of the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler, he is going to be in this one somehow. Not sure how.
Yeah, that's right.
But he is confirmed
Well,
for
isn't
this
the lizard guy supposed to be like a bad guy in this?
No.
At the end of the
Scorpion.
First one, I don't know.
Scorpion.
That was Scorpion.
Not
was it?
Because
at the
like,
end,
Russian
right, Michael Keaton's talking to a guy in like the post-credit scene?
Yeah, that's Scorpion, not lizard. Yeah.
That could be, you know what?
Oh, yeah, because there is the lizard.
It could totally also be like setting up for the third.
The more or less what they're doing is they're setting up for the Sinister Six.
With that plot point.
Exactly. So is this going to be like Phase 5? Is this Marvel Phase 5? Or
this
is this like it's...
Phase
this
4.
Is the end of 4.
End
the last
no,
one
end of
four.
3, right?
4.
But then how is Strange not part of...
He'll be Phase 5.
He'll be the next part.
So Spider-Man Far From Home is the last movie of Phase 4.
Phase 3.
Next movie.
Phase 3. Yeah, no, I was right. Phase 3.
I thought it was Phase 4.
No, it's Phase 3.
Jesus, there's only 3. Fuck it. Whatever. Either way, this movie is going to be the last one of the first...
Yeah,
part that we know, and then I think what's the one they don't know what the one
they
after
they have not announced after
Spider-Man.
They have us roped in until we're fucking dead.
Yep. Well, here's the thing: what do we know is in production?
Yeah, Strange 2, Black Panther 2, right. Black Widow.
They're not filming Black Panther 2 yet.
I know, but it's in production.
There's no way
they're probably going to be Strange.
It's probably going to be Strange.
There's no way they won't do a Black Panther 2.
No.
Well, yeah. They're already making it.
Yeah, it's in production.
You're going to do Captain Marvel 2, I assume, right?
Yeah, but there's no way that's even close
no,
to production.
Yeah. No.
That's well into pre-production.
Guardians 3, obviously. Yeah.
But that's
happening.
Not. The script isn't even written for that. So
actually, Guardians, the script is written. It's been written for a while, but like since James Gunn got fired, he couldn't make it, and now he's making Suicide Squad, so it's pushed back a bit.
Yeah. We have to wait a few years.
Yeah.
I think they're saying 2021 is the earliest.
That's all right. I could use a break. I could use a break.
I also felt like I'm kind of... That might have been part of my not enthralledness with Endgame. I'm kind of like marveled out right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's...
It's just like constant. Like, and I mean, I like all the movies, but it was just like, oh my God, like another one. I'm like, all right, I got to go see this. It felt like kind of... At the end, it felt like a chore. To go because I'm like I felt like if I didn't go see them I was gonna miss something that I you know and then when I saw Endgame I'd be like oh, what the fuck going
the nice
on?
Thing is I did that kind of in the middle so like I didn't see Thor 2 in the theaters I didn't even see Winter Soldier in the theaters
that's my favorite
which yeah that one's a phenomenal and I kind of kicked myself for not seeing that in theaters but like around that time like when they were releasing them in like beginning of the year I was just like I'm too busy I can't go see these movies.
Okay.
Well, I think it's kind of smart for them to just do 2 next year.
Yes.
Yep.
Very much.
Have it chill out a little bit.
I agree.
Got to keep it moving here. Got to keep our eye on the watch, which. that one sucked.
That one did suck.
Right. It worked, though.
Watching trailer dropped today. Talking about things that are going to keep you subscribed to HBO, maybe, after Game of Thrones. Real quick. I thought this looked awesome. I've been a big Watchmen guy for a while. Not that I've ever read the comics. Although yeah. if I was to read one, that would be it. That or Doomsday right. Clock. It's from Damon Lindelof, who worked on Lost, was a big part of Lost, did the script for Prometheus, and most recently The Leftovers, also on HBO. All
right.
So I got a lot of confidence in him. He's good at world building, and this looks like a very fleshed out world. So, so and it has a great look to it, so I'm pretty excited.
So here's the thing. So like I watched the trailer and like a lot of stuff is happening, not quite sure. But here's what I do care about. Sam, you've read the comic.
Yeah.
So you have the best idea of all we're familiar with is the movie.
Yep.
This is not from the movie. This is their own, I guess, interpretation of the comic, I guess.
Yeah. So this, this movie is supposed to take place
after.
Forget about the movie altogether. Yeah, this is supposed to take place after the comic. Jeremy Irons is Ozymandias.
Okay, so we're approaching Doomsday Clock time then. For comic book, because like
according
Watchmen
to the clock that was on the trailer. Yes,
right.
Because
right.
I was gonna say like. I don't think there's a shot in this trailer that's from the comic book.
I was going to say, because it doesn't look like anything
like,
from the movie.
I was pretty sure Jeremy Irons was Ozymandian, and yeah. it was like, he looks kind of old, so I guess this is taking place afterwards. And like, there's a bunch of people wearing Rorschach masks, but right. they're not really Rorschach.
Right.
And so I'm like confused, so I'm assuming they know... the secret that Ozymandias was the one who created the squid monster in New York, and it wasn't
I got nothing, yeah, man. Right.
Have you seen the movie?
A long time ago.
Don't even know what he's talking about.
I heard squid monster.
It's instead of just like the power of
Dr. Manhattan,
it's a squid monster from another dimension.
That's the comics. Yes.
Version. Well, that's how they sell it.
Yeah.
Well, Manhattan's not in this. Well, the trailer, at least.
Yeah, it looks like it's in Texas.
Yeah,
or
it looks like it's like rural USA. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it right now because I didn't get much.
It wasn't a lot.
No,
it wasn't a lot.
I'm kind of worried. Where like, are they missing the point? Because the whole thing, like even the movie, kind of missed the point with Rorschach, whereas he's kind of supposed to be a tragic character.
Yeah.
Whereas like he can't let go of his very simplistic black and white view of the world.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they tried to take the best part of Watchmen, which was Rorschach, and then use the trailer to be like, here's more of it.
Yeah,
I have a feeling there's the whole thing is like, so Rorschach has those journals or whatever,
yeah,
that he's writing, and then like he mails them to that newspaper. I feel like there's probably that gets published or whatever, and now there's like a crazy like InfoWars kind of like cult thing kind of going on.
Yeah, I get that kind of vibe, but like I kind of wish they would have led that this is a spiritual sequel to Watchmen, not just name it Watchmen and me think, oh, it's based on the comic, and then watch it and be like, this isn't based on the comic. I don't remember any of this stuff,
like you know,
seeing any of it.
Like just even like change the name and like keep it connected to the comics, and right. we call it like "Who Watches the Watchmen?"
Yeah, so anything like
it's grabbed by HBO.
It really, yeah. Like could it be good? Yes. Could it also horribly shit the bed? Oh yeah, because you're trying to make a spiritual sequel to something that is so beloved by people.
So I own the whole graphic novel. Yeah. So if anybody wants to read it, I recommend it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I gotta continue with the Doomsday Clock because that was a good storyline. It was really nice. I just haven't read comics in a while, so I gotta catch up. But yeah,
all right. You want to talk Chernobyl real quick?
Yeah, let's go since we're on HBO. Sure.
Has everybody seen it?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everybody seen Chernobyl?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. miniseries. On HBO. It's a 5-part miniseries on HBO. It's a documentary.
It's a drama.
Docudrama.
Untold, unknown, yeah. true story.
Yeah. But it's about the Chernobyl disaster in Pripyat.
Which is a really cool event that happened. in U.S. in not U.S. history, but in world history.
Your geography way off, bro.
I know.
I don't know if
somewhere in the U.S.
I don't know if really cool is the right.
Well, it's
incredible.
Yeah.
What happened.
Oh yeah.
It's like
extraordinary. Yeah. How's that? It's,
you know, a lot of people died, so I don't know if I'd call it.
So I didn't know how many people
Russian,
died.
Russian, Sam. Who cares?
You had to look
technically
it up.
Ukrainian.
They say that between like between acute and chronic and other radiation poisoning, there's estimates between like 40 and 93,000 people.
Yeah. That doesn't include us. We are all somewhat radiated from it because it traveled around the world and kind of affected all those who were either pregnant or almost like before they were pregnant.
So
it was a
fun fact.
I'm good.
Fun fact. My father has beer that was brewed like a year after that in a brewery in Kiev.
Ooh.
So that actually has contaminated water. I'll send you a picture when I get home.
And still has it?
I have it in my house, in my basement. There's two bottles of it. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm like, I will never drink it, but I'm like, that's kind of a cool little, like, hey, it's pretty sweet.
Is it in like a lead safe or?
No, I put it under my wife's pillow.
Put it under my balls. Yes.
I don't know why we haven't had kids yet.
We haven't had kids yet. What struck me with that trailer is the laissez-faire attitude of the people that mattered.
Yes.
Like super like it's fine.
Yeah.
The core is not destroyed.
Like the trailer. Oh, the episode.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just like the central committee is sitting around.
That was literally my biggest problem. That it was an hour of them being like, "Go flush the core. The core's gone. We'll go check. Dead. Where'd he go? He died. Why? Because he checked on the core. Then you go check on the core. Dead." Like that's all that was happening the whole episode.
And you don't know at the last. So when they force that guy to go up on the roof,
yeah, you don't know what he sees.
And you don't know what he sees, but he just turns his face and it's like radioactive.
It's like
we know what
we
he
have
saw.
An idea, but
right. Like, and then he's sitting in that room with them, and all the radiation is contagious.
Yeah.
So like if I'm radioactive, like I'm gonna emit that to people, and it's just, and you have that one fucking nurse like, "Do we have iodine tablets? Like, why would we have this?" I'm like, "Oh, you're the smart one."
Yeah, right.
Well, we're going to follow you.
It was cool.
You see the massive glow from the nuclear reactor.
It was cool when the guy picked up pieces of the core.
Of the graphite?
The graphite.
Oh, yeah.
His hand like
started like,
I'm in. I'm in for now.
Yeah. I tried. I was like, falling asleep the whole time because, like I said, it was
there's no action.
Well, what they did really well, I think, and this is the point of the first episode, was to really set the tone of what happened. Yeah. So
like
the long shots, the like fear look on the firefighter's face,
and
be like,
and
this
also
is not just
really,
a fire.
Yeah. Really set the tone of the Soviet authorities where they're just like, they just don't want to admit what's happening.
Yeah, like they keep talking about the Geigers, like the Geiger counter things or whatever they
call
it.
It only goes up to
3.6, and they're like, oh, that's not bad.
But it's maxed out.
But 3.6 is
We turned on the good one, and it just
200.
It short circuited.
It short circuited, and then we did the second one, and it was at 200. And like then
faulty
it was broken.
Machine.
Right. That's another faulty machine.
It really was in some ways almost like a Monty Python skit.
Yes,
because you're like, are you guys that naive or stupid? But then you have the old guy who I don't know if we know who is. Cut the phone lines and barricade the city. And I'm
he's old style KGB.
Straight up. He's Soviet Union.
Whole thing where like, well, it's named after Lenin, so that makes it go bad.
But when he first started like tapping his cane to get up to speak, I'm like, oh, this is going to be the old guy, the voice of reason, you know, evacuate everybody.
No, nope.
And then he's looking at Lenin. He's praising Lenin. I'm like, wait, this is not going the way I thought it would.
It's like Stalin's brother or something. Like,
hey, wait, cut the phone line. What?
I'm
we
in
have
this
to protect
show.
The state. Oh, great. The people.
I'm into the show till I see the elephant foot, and then once I see the elephant foot, I might be out. But I'm in it till the elephant foot.
I don't know if we're going to see it.
Well, I want to see the
hang
elephant
on, hang
foot.
What's the elephant
foot? So the elephant foot is what the remnants of the reactor core. It's like a 300,000 ton mass of just stuff. That is so radioactive, if you're near it for, I think, 2 minutes, it's certain death.
Is that, like...
Today. Talking today.
Is that the stuff they covered the core with?
Yeah, like the cement.
That's called a sarcophagus.
Yeah, no, like the graphite and the sand. It's, like, all the shit that was near the core are, like, melted together.
Didn't they
all
just
melted
bury the core?
It's, like, thousands of tons, but it's, like, the size of a desk. It's small, but it's so incredibly heavy and so incredibly radioactive. If you look it up online, it kind of looks like an elephant's foot. It's just gray and wrinkly.
And that's like, not the sarcophagus.
No, it's
that's
not the sarcophagus.
They covered it. They covered the core with.
Right. It's just like what leaked out. It's real, really creepy picture because you look at it and there's people taking pictures and you're like, oh, they're all dead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm watching all these people like drink. Oh, Sergey, the plumber, says drink a cup of vodka for 4 hours and you'll be fine. And
which
I'm like,
is the most Russian solution to a problem.
So stereotypical. I'm like, you guys are all dead.
Yeah.
Like, you're all fucking dead. And then it ends on an awesome thing when the bird just drops.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see all the school children walking away and the bird's dead.
And like, not to pull too far off, Chernobyl Diaries, movie was good or not, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought breaking into there and seeing the fucking ghost town was pretty cool. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I understand, right? It's a tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cool what happened, but I mean, like, the fact that a whole city is just abandoned and there is... pretty sweet.
So this is I pulled up a picture of the elephant's foot. It's like really creepy. Jesus. Of like what it is. If you don't know what the elephant's foot is, or you like you're curious, Google search elephant's foot.
It's just really
Chernobyl.
Radioactive.
It's just mass of just radioactive stuff, and it's not very big, but it's super heavy.
Yeah,
like this, it's like one of the heaviest things in the world. Like it's insane.
I'm liking the idea of. They took the time, a second or a minute in that meeting to explain exactly where everything was laid out, what was going on. Because I was a little confused watching it. It's like you had the control panel, but then they're going to the core five times to try and flush it with water. There's nothing. And then now they're underwater turning pipes. And it's just, okay, now I need a map. Can I get a map, please?
And it's just the entire time you're like, oh, all these guys are fucking dead.
There was the guy who held the door.
Oh, yeah, and his leg.
And then all of a sudden he's like, ow, looks down, and all of a sudden, pff, blood.
Well, because the door was contaminated.
The firefighter who picked up the graphite.
Oh, he's fucked. That was, he dropped a stretcher at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the guy carrying him dropped his stretcher, so he's down on the ground again.
Oh, I was saying the main firefighter that they showed, Versili, times, the one that like was the first man in with the hose, he was carrying the stretcher.
Yeah.
And he dropped the guy that touched the graphite.
Yeah.
Or the head engineer guy who just the whole time was insisting, like, it's just the water tank. Yeah. And then in the middle of the room, just pukes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
So that was a decent chunk. That looked like a real puke.
Yeah. that was good puke.
And what was And what was crazy is they call that, that random guy to be like, hey, you're on the commission. Like, we'll convene tomorrow at 2. Like, tomorrow at 2? You don't want to... You're here to answer questions, not talk policy.
Yeah, right? Like, they said, what's the radiant? 3.6. And he's like, oh, you know, that's the guy that wants to get the mouth. That's not that bad. And he's like, yeah, we should evacuate.
Yeah, he was still like, 3.6? That's still some danger.
Like, and it looks like he's going to be... Maybe not next episode, but the inquiry is going to start. He's going to be the guy filling us in with all the details of what actually is going on. Right. So,
oh, and then not to mention the guy that gave all the tapes, like hung himself in the first.
That's
like,
the
same guy.
That's the same guy.
Yeah, is it?
The dude from Resident Evil 2.
Something Harris. What's his name?
He's also in The Terror, along with a few other people.
Jared
in this
Harris.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared Harris. Yeah,
he's Mad Eye Moody, right?
I don't know.
No.
I liked it. That was a cool.
That's not Mad Eye Moody. God,
yeah,
that's Brendan Gleeson.
I'm down for this. I like that.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a nice little docudrama.
I hope they don't expect it to be a mini series like Band of Brothers, where it's going to get that type of following. Because Band of Brothers was like the definition of an awesome mini series. There's no way this is going to get it.
No, I think five episodes.
I mean, it's kind of a different vibe too. Like,
sure.
Honestly, this first episode was like a horror film.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
because you haven't seen the monster yet. Like, you see everybody. Yeah. It's like Jaws. You haven't seen the shark yet, but you're seeing people die.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good way to put it. That's a good way.
It like reminded me of like all my worst like nightmares, pretty much. Like, oh, no one's accepting the fact we're all fucked, and like we're trying to fix this thing that can't be fixed, and oh, you don't even really have to touch it or be close to it to die from it. It's just gonna kill you.
Yeah, the invisible thing that kills you.
The floor's lava.
Yeah,
exactly. Like literally, the floor is lava.
Yeah,
yeah. It's creepy. Yeah. It's creepy.
So we'll stick with it a few more.
I mean, there's only five.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's five, quick. So what days does it come
Monday
out?
Nights.
Sundays.
Monday.
Oh, Mondays.
Monday
okay.
nights.
All right. Yeah. So we'll continue with it.
So I think
see how this
good.
Goes.
All right. So I think that's it for the normal stuff.
Yay!
We get to move on to the game.
Game time. So
only an hour and 19 minutes in.
This is a quick game. So we're doing a fun trivia game with Ryan because this is a fun game we're trying to start every time we have a guest on the show. I have a bunch of categories and stuff he got to pick for the three of them before the game.
So am I the guinea pig?
You are the guinea pig.
Oh, sweet.
So on the board, he picked out three things: Jurassic Park, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Star Wars. So it's all trivia from those. These are tough questions, but not too tough. What's going to happen is I'm going to read the question. They're going to have everybody, so Ryan, Chris, Sam, and John are going to have about 5 seconds to answer it. The questions are hard, but the answers are kind of easy. You'll understand when I ask the first question. Ryan's going to answer first. If he gets it right, he gets a point. If he gets it wrong, he can steal a point from one of the knights, so Chris, Sam, or John, and say which one he feels answered correctly. They will reveal their answer, and whether or not it is correct, he can steal a point. If not, one of the knights has to get it right for the knights to get a point. If no one gets it right, no points.
Okay.
Nice and easy. Okay.
And what's the name of this game?
Knight Knockout.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I hit you guys with some late-breaking news?
Ooh, late-breaking news. Beep, 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 beep.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Game of Thrones, according to sources.
Oh, God.
Okay.
The Lord of Green Bay.
Oh, the Lord
of Green Bay. Continue with podcast.
Anyways. All right, so Ryan, since you're trying to win, which category would you like first?
Let's go with Jurassic Park.
We're going Jurassic Park. The first question.
Potato.
This is good if you've seen the movie. What brand is the shaving cream container Nedry uses to smuggle the frozen embryos? Go.
I don't know if I spelled that right.
Yeah. All right. And time. Ryan, what did you say?
Barbasol?
It is Barbasol.
Yeah. You are correct. I spelled it totally wrong.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, spelling does not matter.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is Barbasol, right. So Ryan gets a point.
I was going to say, it better be Barbasol.
Interesting fact. That is the only kind of shaving cream I own because of this movie. I will only use Barbasol.
Do you buy them just hoping one of them has a bunch of embryos?
Oh, my God!
But the thing is, those of you who don't know, Sean hasn't shaved since 1995.
I shaved my cheeks. All right, so... Do you want to go with new category? Continue with Jurassic Park? Keep going. All right. Go another Jurassic Park.
First of five wins?
Yeah, first of five. So Ryan's up 1-0. I guess John's got some theme music going on.
Bow, chicka, bow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready? All right, I'll shut it off.
So, I thought it was just on Jurassic Pornhub.
Not the first time it hasn't been on the... podcast. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, Jurassic Park founder John Hammond tells his guests that his first ever attraction was what? This is more from the book. So if you've read the book, you definitely would know this one.
I have read the book.
Oh. All right. Ready? All right. Pencils down. Ryan.
Is it birds?
It is not birds.
Okay.
It is, but it was a good guess. Do you feel like any of the knights could have gotten this one correct?
No.
No, you think none of them got it correct. Chris, what did you say?
Flea circus.
Chris says, John, what did you say?
Fleas on parade.
What?
Yeah, fleas on parade.
Yeah. You know. And Sam?
I couldn't think of it.
It was for flea circus.
Yes. Okay.
So the knights take a point. So it's 1-1.
Ooh.
All right. You gotta
just roll.
Keep going. Yeah, we're going to Jurassic right Park. Through. All right.
How many did you do for Jurassic Park?
Just five.
Okay.
All right. So, what was Jurassic Park's tagline? So every movie kind of has a tagline, especially epic movies. This one had a tagline. So you know, like you have the title and then like kind of describing the movie. Like, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Oh, you're talking about that.
That would be a tagline. All right, pencils down. Ryan, what did you have?
I have no clue, but is it Nature Finds a Way?
No. Good guess, though.
I wrote nothing.
Do you think any of the knights got it?
John.
Oh, Ryan's saying John. So, John, what do you have?
Sam.
I couldn't think of it, but I thought of one better.
All right, so John, what is your answer?
I don't understand. What is the point? Like, what are my incentives here to get the right answer?
Well, kind of pride, But you could also intentionally get it wrong.
Okay. If I get the number, but I'm off by one, does it still count?
Yeah, it's close enough.
67 million years in the making.
I'll give it to you. It's an adventure 65 million years
in
the making.
Yeah, but Ryan gets the point.
Ryan gets the point.
Can I get the extra point?
All right, Sam.
I like giraffes.
Oh, man, that was bad.
All right. I'm proud of that one.
All right, what's this? 2-1? Right.
So it's 2-1. Ryan's winning. All right, so I like this one. This is one of my favorites. The ship that carries the dinosaurs to San Diego in the Lost World is called the Venture. The Venture is the name of a boat in what other famous monster movie? And pencils down. Ryan.
We're using markers, but all right.
What is Chris's banana hammock? No, Godzilla?
It is not Godzilla.
Ooh, close. Yeah. Wow.
Who do you think got it?
In 3 years, technically.
Who do you think got it correct?
I don't know. I'm going to say no one.
You're going to say no one.
But clearly John.
Yeah, I think it's John, do you have an answer?
Does Jeff Goldblum reference it in the first movie?
Yes, he does.
King Kong?
It is King Kong.
King Kong.
Sam got King Kong, Chris?
Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. No, it was King Kong.
Damn it, John.
Are there ships in Godzilla?
Yeah, I remember ships.
Yeah, you do see ships, but I don't think they have, like, anything.
Oh, ship.
All right, so this is our last Jurassic Park question. Oh, right now, it is tied up 2-2.
Oh, you said nobody got it right. All right.
Yeah. I said no one, but I figured John would.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if he was going to play defense.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. All right. How many Oscars did Jurassic Park win in 1994?
Ooh.
All right. Markers down. Ryan, what is your answer?
Four.
Wrong.
Okay.
Who do you think got the correct answer?
Nobody.
You're saying nobody that's again. Too, okay, Chris, how many?
One.
Going one. Sam?
I went with 19.
65 million.
John, do you have an answer?
I don't know if sound editing and sound mixing was split, but I'm going to say, assume it was, and I'm going to say 3.
You are correct. Ooh. They won visual effects, sound mixing, and sound editing. Man. All right, okay. So MCU or Star Wars?
So MCU.
Oh, we're going to the MCU. You're okay.
Just smart with Star Wars.
Yes. So right now the Knights are up 3-2. Still anybody's game. What color is the Reality Stone? All right, pencils down. All right,
yellow.
It is not yellow.
Really?
Yeah. Who do you think got it right?
Chris,
what color was the Reality Stone?
It was red, but I said green.
It is red. Sam?
Red.
Oh. Sam got red. John, what did you say?
I'm saying purple, but aren't they different, though, in the comics versus the movie?
Yes. They're also not Infinity Stones. They're
gems?
Yeah, the Infinity Gems.
Yeah.
Oh. So what are we saying? The movie, I guess?
Yeah, so this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe is what we're going off of.
Oh, right. Yeah, so
I feel like if I went comics, it'd be way too broad.
I'll say purple.
That's too deep for a lot of people.
The answer is red, so the Knights do actually take another one. So you guys are about to win.
That's defense.
4-2. That was good defense. That was very good defense. You're going with the MCU again? All right. In Guardians of the Galaxy, what is the name of the dog in the Collector's Museum?
The dog?
The dog.
Oh, man.
Hey, Siri.
All right. Markers down. Sorry. Ryan.
I wrote nothing. I have nothing.
You have no idea.
No idea.
All right.
Only thing I remember from the Collector's thing was Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Once I saw Howard the Duck, I was all over.
Yeah.
Who's apparently in the final battle of Endgame.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I gotta go back and rewatch just to see Howard the Duck running around.
That's awesome.
Quack foo.
Chris, do you have a name?
Well, did you?
Oh, yeah. Who do you think got it? Anybody?
Sam.
Ooh, that is a bad choice. Sam's the wild card here. Sam, what do you have?
It's Cosmo.
Ryan takes the point. It is Cosmo. He wrote it too quick.
Damn it.
He wrote way too quick.
Ooh, that was a good choice.
Damn wow. it. I knew that.
Wow. All right. Continue with MCU?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it tied up 4-4? And the thing is, they didn't actually say the name in Guardians 2.
It's 4-3.
4-3, you.
So you guys are still at game point, but he needs two more.
Warriors
correct.
Had a 3-1 lead, too.
Yeah, I don't know. In what was Stan Lee's first ever cameo appearance in a Marvel movie or TV project?
What was?
You have to what, give me what it was.
What movie was it?
What movie or TV project?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I got it. Probably should have said that, but.
Well, I mean, you could be wrong, or you could answer wrong.
Movie or TV
Whatever project.
Whichever was first.
Whichever one was first. Because he's done movies, he's done TV.
I know. Just trying to think of a year.
All right. Markers Stan down.
Lee never left.
Ryan, what do you got?
I want to say, was it the TV show The Hulk?
It was. It was The Trial of the Incredible
Something,
Hulk.
Right?
Which is
the TV show.
I almost got it. The Trial of the Hulk.
Wow. Yeah. No, I would have given that to you as well. But yeah, it was in The Trial of the
Hulk. Ferrigno, right?
What? Yeah.
Yep. Wow, good call. I didn't even think of that.
As soon as you said TV show, I was going to go Spider-Man, but I was like, no, it was Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
What's that? Nope.
I mean, he is in Spider-Man.
Was Spider-Man briefly. Before The Simpsons? Yes.
Spider-Man
or
before
the cameo?
The
cameo.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Comes down to the last fucking one.
I know. We're all tied up here. This is a good game. all right. What was the first film of Phase 3 of the MCU?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God damn it. Don't write too quick. You're not going to get me this time.
Hold on. We need
Well, you got I said 5 seconds, so I'll go 5. And that's time. Ryan, what do you got?
Civil War.
That takes the win. It was Civil War.
Wow.
There you go. So Ryan is victorious.
I actually waited on that because I was like, I don't want you to.
I was like, you're writing way too quick.
Yeah, so it was Civil War.
Wow.
Good job.
Good looks on that one.
You defeated
about
the Knights.
Some of the categories.
I was. Well, Jurassic Park is clearly John's territory.
Right. But like I said, the questions are tough, but the answers are easy to come
from. Well, if you think when the first. If you think of them as chapters, yeah. when like. Civil War was like when Captain kind of split, you know, right. they split. So it's like, okay, clearly that's going to start the new. And then they revisit that when Tony's like, well, you left us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's clearly all in the same fucking big teddy bear in the same phase.
Right. Yeah. So congratulations. You defeated the Knights.
Well, first.
First
we're
person.
0-1.
Yeah. Sucks to be you three.
In its defense, it's built more for the.
I feel like I won with I like giraffes.
No, I think Ryan won by picking you with Cosmo.
Yeah.
Like that was like an amazing.
I actually knew what the name of the dot.
Because you
was.
Totally could have wrote down some bullshit answer.
Well, I didn't think he was going to pick me. And that was one where like I didn't think anybody but me knew.
Sean. I mean, Sam, I called you out for not having a girlfriend with the snapping, so I had to pick you first to be on my kickball team. So it's cool. Sorry, I called you Sean. My bad.
Well, anyway, shall we?
We can wrap.
Shall
this
we wrap
guy
it
up?
So, if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/nightsunderdistributed. We will be trying to find more guests to come on to do this game.
It's
clearly,
fun, right?
We'll add some more categories. Too.
Oh yeah. And I can add more questions to these categories too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So that does it for us for this week. Thanks for coming on, Ryan.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. As always.
Till next
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. See you, John.
Adios.
Bye.
Breaking Bad podcast.